Hey, sweetie, I don't have the energy to play anymore. Here, play with my cell phone. Here. You want it? Here. See if you can find it.
Weren't they supposed to give subsidies in return for increased energy costs? They're constantly increasing the price of gas, electricity and water while telling people not to claim any subsidies. The unpaid is a lose-lose situation.
But seriously, Dad, where are they going to get the money for subsidies from if they don't increase energy prices?
That's right. Besides, they say gas and electricity prices here are cheapest in the world.
Need any help, Baha?
No, sis.
Well done.
Thank you so much, Mum. I want us to eat while sitting on the floor like old times. Is that all right with you two?
But tell us, Dad. Would you like to sit on the floor or at the table?
Whatever makes you comfortable.
Now, come on, Dad. Where do you prefer?
Put it on the floor. It's better on the floor.
Baha?
Yes?
Will you wait a bit until I say my prayers?
Sure.
Hey, Dad, you hear that? Don't be fooled by Ashura's. She only listens to me when you guys are around.
You meanie.
Hey, sweetie, let me find you a game that works, okay? This one's not working. I'll fix it for you in a minute, okay? Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, where are you, Miran? Do you know how worried I was about you? Did you switch your phone off again?
I have to see you.
What's wrong now?
Nothing, I want to see you and talk about something.
What do you mean? Where were you these past couple of days?
Come and I'll tell you.
I can't.
Why not?
Miran, I got so worried that I was about to call Mehdi. Why didn't you call me at least so I wouldn't get so worried?
You called me after 3 days without even explaining where you were.
What you've been doing and why you turned your phone off. And then you call me saying you want to talk to me about something.
Am I supposed to rush over and see you?
Nazanin, I had some problems to deal with. Come and I'll explain everything, please. I have to see you for a few minutes.
What happened?
It's nothing to worry about, but I can't tell you over the phone. I have to see you.
I'm not home now. We're at Bahar's house.
I'll come there then. Come down for a few minutes so I can see you.
Miran, I can't. My dad's here. He'll get upset if he finds out.
I've got class at 3.
I'll come and talk to you after class then, all right?
Nazanin.
Yes?
Please don't hate me. I'll explain what happened later.
Did you fix it, Auntie?
Yes, I did. Miran, I have to go inside.
Nazrin?
Yes?
Come see what she sent me.
Who?
Rita.
Show me.
Come in. I fixed it. Show me whether you can turn it on. It's a competition, you know.
It's your fault. You kept giving her everything she wanted, including a car and a cell phone. Just tell her if she wants to leave home, she needs to pay for herself.
What if she suddenly leaves?
Are you kidding me, Yusuf? How is she going to move out with no money? Look, Yusuf, Beta's become really spoiled. She wants all of us to live the way she wants to. Don't let her think she can get anywhere by making these threats. She thinks we're going to let her do whatever she wants. Just tell her that that's what I told you.
I'll not allow her to leave my house before she gets married.
But you really shouldn't. You keep giving in to her demands. Would anyone in her situation even think about marriage? No one would even consider marriage with all that money thrown at them.
Didn't I give money to Bahar, didn't I? She got married, didn't she?
Bahar is very different from Beta.
The only time she can move out of my house is when she gets married.
I assure you, I don't approve of her moving out of the house either. It's a terrible idea. But no one will even approach her now that she's ruined her face like that. No decent person will tolerate these kinds of things. Look, Yusuf. I'm sure she's got enough brains in her head to know how much trouble it will be for a young girl to live alone. especially a spoiled, rotten girl like herself.
Dad, Moshtaba's finished saying his prayers.
Oh, good.
I'm sorry. Okay, what would you like me to do?
Actually, you can take this drink and the yogurt if you don't mind.
All right, no worries. Okay, let's eat.
Come on, Dad, let's go. Let's go eat some dinner. What's the matter, Mum?
Maybe he's stubborn because you've always given in to whatever he's wanted.
So do you think I made a mistake by quitting my job?
What do you think?
I don't know. My friends tell me I'm a bit too conservative.
Who cares what other people think or other people say?
Please, Doctor. I want my husband to support me in life, and I don't want to have too many responsibilities. Is that really too much to ask for?
You're completely right. Men and women each have certain roles in a marriage. Equality doesn't mean men and women should switch places or that a woman should take her man's place as well.
What about financially? Did I do the right thing by quitting my job?
Yeah, you know, being a counselor is really, really difficult. It's as though you're walking on the edge of a blade. If we say that women should work, some people will criticize us and say we're defending feminist groups. If we say women shouldn't work, people will think we want women to sit at home all day. We don't see the real aspects of society. I always tell my client to consider what's more important to them in life. That way, they'll be able to make a decision more easily.
But you work, though.
Didn't I tell you I'm walking on the edge of a blade? Yes, I do work. And that is why I've always had relationship problems with my husband and problems with raising my children.
In what way?
In every way, both financially and also emotionally. After a while, my needs weren't important to my husband anymore. That's why this matter turned into a problem that we were constantly arguing about. When I think about it now, I realize that I couldn't blame him.
How come?
Because when he saw that I was making money, he wouldn't buy me anything anymore. He didn't even notice what we had or didn't have in the house. I was the one who did all the buying.
Did I upset you?
Definitely in the beginning. It really made me upset. But after I complained about it to him, he'd say, "You're making money, and you're free to buy whatever you want. If you run out of money, come and ask me for some." It affected us emotionally as well. When we arrived home in the evenings, we were both really tired. It was so bad that I wouldn't even have time to tend to my children. The truth is, I just wanted to sleep whenever I got the chance.
Did you get a divorce?
No.
Then why do you keep using the past tense?
My husband passed away.
How?
Car accident.
Oh, no.
Yes, it's sad. It really, really was very tough on me. Now that I'm all alone, the truth is I regret a lot of things. But it's no use anymore.
What about your children?
They are not here. They've moved abroad. No one needs me anymore. I can stay here as long as I want, because no one's waiting for me. That's the reason I admire you. Because you know what you're looking for. If you know what you're after, you won't have any regrets after you've made your decision. I can be sure of that. If a person is looking for a good relationship with a spouse, they need to fulfill their role in the best way possible. She shouldn't feel deprived. She shouldn't feel that motherhood is preventing her from moving forward in life. She shouldn't blame her family for causing her to stay at home.
I thought it would make him happy by quitting my job. I thought I would make him stay at his workplace and everything would be fine. But wherever I go, he's always following me like a shadow.
I told you this before. Having a happy, successful life has got nothing to do with our dreams. We have to work hard for the things that we want. We need to try and find the factors that are causing his suspicious behavior. Once we know the cause, we'll be able to figure out a solution.
Thank you.
I was consoled more than you at this time. Take care now. May I borrow your pretty girl for a moment?
Come in, Aunt Helma.
Please come in.
Is she asleep?
No, she's awake.
Do you mind?
Oh, of course not. Do you really need to ask?
Hello there. Come here, sweetie. Let's go, my little princess. Oh, you're such a cutie pie. Are you sleeping? Would you believe that I don't want to go to work today because I'm too excited to see her? Let's go. Let's go see what's happening outside. Come on. Oh, it's so beautiful. Look.
I wish Masood hadn't been martyred. Aunt Homer seems to really love children. I wish you'd let me go with you.
I don't mind you coming. I'm just worried they may not like it. I can't believe how Layla's turned into a grown-up lady now. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yes, she has. If Layla gets accepted to the university this year, I have nothing else
Hopefully.
To worry about. What about you? Are you married? Have you got any children?
Well, to be honest, I was so excited to see you the other day that I forgot to tell you. Yes, I've been married for 2 years now and I've got one child.
Are you serious?
Yes.
A little girl or boy?
Yes, it's a daughter.
God bless her. You did the right thing by marrying at a young age.
Oh, I'm not that young. I'm actually getting old now.
Did Menish get married too?
No, she's not married yet.
What about Mehran?
He should be getting married in the future soon.
Thank God. Your mother did the right thing by letting you get married at a young age. It's the best thing.
Yes.
Layla, darling, could you check on the food, please?
Sure.
I already told Layla. You should ask her to, so she doesn't feel like she has to come.
Won't you be coming with?
No, dear. It's better if I don't come.
You can't not come, Aunt Sue.
I can. I want Layla to slowly familiarize herself with her father's family.
I know that, but I can't just take her there by herself.
Why not?
It'll make the problem bigger. They might ask me, why did you bring her here by herself?
Why don't you take her? I'll come later.
No, Aunt Sue, it'll make things worse for Grandad. He'll become more upset that way.
He won't. He'll be happy once he sees Layla.
That's what you think, Aunt Sue. Grandad already feels like it was his fault that you and Uncle Hamid left his house. He's constantly blaming himself for it. If I go there alone, he'll really think you're upset with him.
I really can't come. Don't be upset, Mehdi. You see, it's got nothing to do with the things that happened back then. I have a problem with myself.
I know.
I pray to God that I can come to that house and live with your grandparents, but I can't do that anymore.
You can. I swear to God you can. If you just put aside your grudges in the past, you will be able to come.
What grudges? How can I have a grudge against the people who showed such kindness towards me? How can I do that?
Then why won't you come?
I can't come without Hamid.
So you mean, if I find Uncle Hamid... Look, Aunt Sue, you have to promise me that if I find Uncle Hamid and convince him to come home, you'll come and see my grandparents with him. Can you promise me that? Don't come if Uncle Hamid doesn't come. But if he agrees to come, then you need to forget about everything and come with us, okay?
How about you go and find your uncle first?
I'll find him.
Hello.
Hi, Leigh. Why are you sitting here? Is your mum home?
Yes, she is. Hello?
Hello. I saw her sitting on the steps. I was about to tell her to come upstairs.
I told her to check on the food. I don't know why she's sitting out here.
Have you got guests?
Yes. It's my brother-in-law's son.
Has Hamid returned?
No.
You better go back in then. I know you must be busy. I'll see you later. See you later, Leila.
See you.
Come in, darling. Come in. Why were you sitting outside?
Aunt Sue, could you do me a favor and show me the bank card you were telling me about the other day, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Here you go.
Thank you very much. This has Uncle Hamid's name.
Yes, I told you already. It's in his name, but he's given my number to the bank.
Do you know where the branch is?
No, darling, I don't.
Aunt Sue, would you mind if I hold on to this for a couple of days?
You can keep it for as long as you want, because I don't use it anymore.
No, 2 or 3 days should be enough. I just want to see whether or not I can find Uncle Hamid's address or something using this card.
Okay.
Susan! I'm sorry, I didn't know you had a guest, otherwise I would have brought this to you earlier.
Thank you very much. You shouldn't have.
It's nothing.
Thank you.
Hey, Leila. I'm off. I'll see you later.
See you, Mehdi. Say hi to Manoush for me.
I'll see you later.
Why don't you stay for lunch, Mehdi?
No, really. I have to go and see my mom and dad. Maybe some other time. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Take care, then.
See you later. Goodbye. Everything all right?
Hello, Mehdi.
Hello, Mr. Fani. How are you? Hello?
Not really. Hey, Mehdi. Are you able to come see me for a minute?
I can't come now, Mr. Fani. I'm really busy here.
I swear to God, I've got a lot of problems too. Otherwise, I wouldn't be calling you.
Do you want me to come to you then?
Well, what can I say? Why don't you tell me what your problem is? Maybe I can help you from here.
I can't tell you over the phone. I have to see you in person. It won't take up too much of your time.
All right, I'll come then. I'll see you.
Thank you very much. Where should I meet you?
At the workshop.
But you're still there, really?
Yes, I'm still there.
All right. I'll be there in half an hour.
All right. I'll see you then.
Hello, sir.
Hi, is Mehdi here?
No. I said Mehdi's not here.
I'm meeting him here. He'll be here soon.
Hello, Ahmed.
Hello, Mr. Bakshi.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
Nice to see you.
Please make sure no one comes inside.
All right, go ahead. Thank Don't you. Worry.
What's the matter?
Nothing. Would you like me to bring you some tea?
No, thank you. Who did Mehdi end up selling this place to?
I don't know.
You don't know? Or they told you not to tell me?
I've been taught not to tell strangers about things that happen here. No offense to you, sir.
I'm not a stranger. Has he even sold this place or not?
I don't know. Oh, Mehdi's here. You can go ahead and ask him any question that you have. I'm sorry.
Hello, Ahmad.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good, thanks.
Hello, Mr. Fani.
Hello, Mehdi.
Nice to see you.
How are you?
Good, thanks. Ahmad, could you bring a cup of tea for Mr. Fani, please?
I already asked him, but he said no. I'll bring you a cup if you want.
I don't want any either, then. Please take a seat, sir.
Excuse me.
Thank you very much.
So, what's new, Mr. Farney? Everything all right?
Same as usual. Problems and troubles.
I hope it all blows over soon.
Hey, Mehdi. If I ask you a question, will you tell me the truth?
Of course.
Did you honestly sell this place?
Mr. Farney, why should I lie to you about something?
So you can have an excuse to tell me not to bring my merchandise here.
Mr. Farney, I don't need to come up with an excuse to prevent you from putting your merchandise in my property. I didn't lie to you. I sold this property to Mr. Schulze. He is the new owner.
Then why are you still here?
Well, I did actually ask him for some time.
Okay, I see.
So, tell me, what is it I can do for you?
I lost this property and I regret it. But that's just one side of the story. I took a loss in two ways. First of all, I lost the property. And secondly, it took a while for you to give me all the money that I had given you. It made me suffer a big loss.
It took me a while to give it back to you.
Well, yes. You gave it back after everything was over.
The first thing I did after I received the money from Mr. Schulze was to give you your money.
Yes. But by that time I had so many other problems that the 200 million you gave me wasn't enough.
Well, how is that my fault? You're the one who couldn't come up with the rest of the money, otherwise
I... Look, Mehdi. I'm not here to point fingers at anyone. I came here to ask you whether you'd rent me this workshop for a while, so I can put my goods in here. And if you really have sold it, then you could please lend me 200 million so I can rent somewhere else. I'll pay you back as soon as I get some money.
Mr. Farney, I already told you this when I came to your office. This property is no longer mine. I have no authority here. And I really don't have that much money to lend you here.
Don't say you haven't got it. Say you don't want to lend it to me. Because if you really have sold this property, then you should have at least 1 billion.
I don't see why I have to tell you how much money I have or haven't got. Suppose I do have that much money. Why should I lend it to you?
To make up for the interest I could have received from the money I gave you.
I've already told you this before, Mr. Farney. I am not into giving or receiving interest from anyone because in my religion I believe it's a sin.
All right, fine. Don't think of it as interest. Call it compensation if you want, yes? What do you say?
You're the one who couldn't come up with the money. You're saying that I have to pay compensation to you for that.
Look, stop trying to double-cross me. Let me make it clear to you. You either give me the money or I'll have no choice but to create trouble for you.
Mr. Farney, you've really got the wrong person. I'm not the type who can be blackmailed.
Listen carefully to what I have to say, Mehdi. Give me the money so you can make me happy and put an end to this. Otherwise, I'll sue you. I'll take you to court. Once it gets to that stage, you won't be able to win me over with so much as 200 million.
Well, then, you go ahead and sue me, then. If a court issues a verdict saying I need to pay you compensation, then sure. By all means.
That's it?
I'm sorry, Mr. Farney. I've got a lot to do.
All right. But just remember, you asked for it.
Thank you very much.
You, Mum, I've been ringing the doorbell for 2 hours.
Where are you going? What's going on? Where were you?
I went over to the university to ask for leave, but they held me up.
Where are you planning on going?
I'm going to work. How's this?
Are you going to work or to a wedding? Hello? Hi, Mehdi. Well, I'm good, thanks. No, Mehran's not home. Yes, darling. I love you too, darling. I love you. Goodbye. Yes, yes, yes. Goodbye. 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 Where are you going? Where are you going? What am I going to do with her?
Is Mr. Rui in yet?
No, he isn't.
Could you please let me know once he's here?
Okay. I have to take orders from you now.
Hello there. How are you?
Hello, sir.
Hi, how are you? Listen, please schedule a meeting with this company for next Monday. Don't forget.
Yes. No problem.
That's a really nice coloured scarf.
Thank you.
Excuse me, sir. I've made reservations at the restaurant for Thursday. Yasaman will be coming, right?
Yes. Miss Faramand will be coming too.
Where?
We're going to have lunch at a restaurant on Thursday. If you've no plans, will you join us?
But I don't want to get in your way.
Don't say that. Please come. It would make us really happy.
All right, I will.
I've troubled Miss Faramand a lot lately. She's called Yasaman every day so I could speak to her. It was impossible for her to forget it. Thank you once again. You've been most helpful.
Oh, please don't mention
it. Come in.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, sir.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Excuse me. I've got a question to ask you. I have a bank card here. I wanted to know whether I could use the account number to find the address of the card owner.
No. Did you find the card?
No.
Give us the card and we'll call the card holder to come and get it from us.
I can't. I really have to see the owner, you see.
Why? Do you want a reward?
What reward? The card belongs to my uncle.
Why is it with you, then?
Well, it's a long story. The thing is, my uncle, he's been away for some time and we haven't heard from him, so I wanted to know whether I could find his address or something using his account number on this card.
No, we can't just give our customers' personal information to people.
Yes, of course you're right, but it's like I told you, he's my uncle. He's not a woman.
It doesn't make a difference.
Do me a favor, then. Could you at least tell me whether or not this belongs to this branch?
Suppose I told you. How would that help you?
Well, I'll come here every morning and wait outside the bank until closing time. I might be able to see him that way.
You can't come and stand here every day.
What should I do, then?
Give me the card.
Thank you very much.
Give me your ID card as well.
What for?
Didn't you say he was your uncle? You should have the same last name, correct?
Yes, you're absolutely right. Here you go. My last name is Faramand.
Wait here for a minute.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello.
Someone gave me this.
Okay.
He told me that it was his uncle's card.
Who is it?
He wants me to give him his phone number or his address.
We can't give him his address.
That's what I told him.
Well, it doesn't matter. Tell him to come here and I'll talk to him, all right?
All right. Mr. Faramand,
yes?
Please come over here.
Sure. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Please sit down.
Well, to be honest, I do have the PIN number for this card, and here's a copy of the last few transactions. The last deposit was made 1 year ago.
Yeah, that's right.
I'd really appreciate it if you could give me the address of the cardholder so I can find my uncle, finally.
Well, we can't give you an address, but let me check to see whether we've got his phone number in our system. Yes, it looks like we've got his landline phone number here.
Excuse me, but this number, this is his wife's number, which I've already got.
Yeah, that's the number.
What, you mean there's no other number or address or anything like that?
Mr. Rajabi?
Yes?
Check the forms that our customers fill out and see whether there's any other phone number written on its form.
Sure, no worries.
Thank you very much.
This number was written on his form.
Yes, apparently he's got another number written here.
Yes.
Mr. Rajabi, could you please call the account holder?
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Mr. Faramund.
What do you want?
Is that you?
No, I bought this number off him.
Do you perhaps have his number so that we can contact him?
No, man. He hasn't even got enough money to buy himself a grave.
Excuse me, is it all right if I speak to him myself, please?
Sure, go ahead.
Hello?
One moment, please. He said that he bought the number off him.
Hello, sir.
Hi.
Excuse me, do you have any news about Mr. Faramund?
What do you want him for?
He's left his bank card here. We just want to give it to him.
It's in the trash. There's no money in it.
Actually, there is.
How much?
It's 1 million.
1 million?
That's right.
I don't know where he is now, but he does come to see me from time to time. Do you want me to come get the card from you and give it to him when I see him?
That would be great, if it's not too much trouble for you.
No, it's no trouble at all. He actually owes me 100,000 tomans. Where do you want me to come? Give me the address.
Write it down. Hello? Hello? Where are you? All right. Yes. Okay. Hang on. Hang on. Wait a moment.
Where are you?
Huh? You're late.
I was stuck in traffic. As you can see, the traffic here is crazy.
All right. You said you've got Hamid's address, yes?
Of course I've got it. How are you related to him?
Don't worry yourself about that. Just take me to him.
What's in it for me?
Well, didn't you say he owes you 100,000? I will give you that money.
He might not even be there now. Give me the card and I'll look for him and I'll find him. I'll take him to the bank and I'll get the money from him.
Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
What happened?
Look, I haven't got time to waste here, so goodbye.
Oh, come on, man. Don't be like that. Don't sulk. Just wait a minute. Fine. Give me 150 and I'll show him to you.
How much? Didn't you say he owes you 100,000? Where did the extra 50
come
from?
The extra 50 is for the extra work I have to do.
Very well. You take me to Hamid and show me where he is. I will give you the money when I see him.
All right. You don't seem like the stupid kind. All right. I agree. I'll put your hand in his hand. But I want my money, all right?
All right, you can get the money he owes you from me.
Let's take the metro. There's too much traffic.
No, I've got a motorbike. Let's go with my motorbike.
Why didn't you say that in the first place, man? He was sitting here a couple of months ago. If you're lucky, he might still be sitting there right now. I asked him why he was there. But he just wouldn't answer me. I think he's hiding. He's hiding among the crowd so no one would recognize him. That's what he's doing. But I really want to see the expression on his face when you find him. It's a small world out there. It rarely is. Blows my mind, it does. But if you're looking to get money from him, you better forget about it, because he doesn't have a dime. Nothing. He's totally strapped for cash. So, how much money's in the card, then?
Why does he owe you money?
I gave him some weed when we went bankrupt, but he never paid me back for it.
How come you gave it to him without getting your money first?
What's this now? Are you trying to interrogate me?
Calm down. All I'm saying is that people don't usually hand things out for free.
Well, it's happened now. You can ask him what happened when you see him. He'll remember his debts when he sees me.
Is he here?
Yeah, there he is. All right, give me the money so I can show you where he is. Come on, give it over.
Well, show me first.
The money first.
Here.
You see that door over there? Good luck.
وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره، دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی. این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی. شب گردیای من دوباره بی هدف شد، راه تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد، درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست، یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست. این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن، دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه، بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه، وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره، دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی.